This is Focus on EMU on 89.1 WEMU. I'm Patrick Campion, and as you know, we like to spend a little time talking with some of the people we work with and the organizations here on campus at Eastern Michigan University to just talk about the great things happening in and around our campus community. And one of the great things that you might have heard of certainly was our football team went to a bowl game two out of the last 3 years, which is certainly something to celebrate. And I always am very open about how much I love the work that Coach Creighton has done with the players and the graduation rates, the GPAs, the community service. But, you know, kind of nationally, the cherry on top of that whipped cream is a bowl appearance. And the real thrust of what we're talking about here is that very quickly here in the next year or so, we're going to have a nice new facility for athletics. The championship building plan is in place and moving along, and construction is underway. So we've brought in Vice President and Director of Athletics for Eastern Michigan University, Scott Weatherby. Hello, sir.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
And that's the main thing we're going to talk about today, but I did want to ask you about your bowl game experience. I mean, you've only been here a little while now, and already we're in another bowl game here. So, you know, are you getting used to this, being on the national stage with Eastern?
Yeah, it was really exciting this December. And you know, you talked about Coach Creighton. He's done a great job, and we actually just got our GPA for his cumulative GPA for our football team is over 3.0, which is just incredible. I've been in this 23 years now and have never had a football team have a GPA over 3.0. So he's doing a great job in the classroom as well. But we had a great experience down in Mobile, and they rolled out the red carpet for us, and I just thought it was a great experience for our student athletes and the coaches and our fans. We had a great turnout down there and have that opportunity. And, you know, I've been spoiled in my career. I had gone to, I think, 12 or 13 straight bowl games until last year. It was my first kind of hiatus, and then to get back into it, I certainly enjoy that a lot more and putting the planning together. And it's just neat to see the student athletes and their families to be able to have a nice week together. And
And speaking of graduation rates, just coincidentally, the bowl just happened to be on the same day as the graduation ceremonies here on campus. So some of your players had to miss out, but you did something special for them, and I loved that what you did. So talk about that for a minute, because I think it was really nice to acknowledge these departing seniors.
Yeah, we took advantage of the pep rally. We talked to the bowl game and said, you know, how do you want us to do the pep rally? And he said, you guys can do whatever you want. And so Coach Creighton and I talked through how can we honor the seniors, or how can we honor those that are graduating, knowing their families and everything had made plans to be at a graduation here in Ypsilanti. So we said, let's bring their cap and gown. I'll bring mine. Our faculty athletic rep, Dr. Sidlow, brought his and performed our own little ceremony there. And what was really neat is to see our fans, the parents, and then they created a little runway for them to kind of go through. Normally, when you have graduation here at the Convo, your teammates aren't all around. And now they all got to celebrate with them. And then to see the Georgia Southern fans behind ours, like, they thought it was really cool. And I had a number of Georgia Southern and bowl people come up and say, what a classy move. That was really neat to see. And I think our seniors enjoyed that even more than they would if they were here. No knock on Dr. Smith.
Well, and you know, that speaks to Coach Creighton's emphasis, too, on academics. And it's nice to have that be emphasized, to have these graduating seniors, because, you know, realistically, a huge percentage of these guys are never going to do something with football or never play football again once they walk out the door here. So to acknowledge that, you know, the main thrust of why you're here is to get a degree, right? And I think you and I both know there's that negative stereotype that athletics doesn't care about academics, but you do a lot. And I think the reason I was bringing it up is just it put it front and center that really is an emphasis.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm just glad that Coach really does embrace academics. And if you sit down and talk to him, or if he's in a home talking to parents, he hits on academics first, you know, and then we talk about community service second, and then we talk about what we're doing on the field.
So are, you know, Buffalo and Phoenix and whatnot giving him a call, trying to get him to leave the confines of Eastern?
Well, I hope not. I hope not. We want to do everything we can to keep him here, because he's done a great job, and he really embraces the challenge here and really wants to make an impact. Not only at Eastern, but in Ypsilanti and in our community. And you don't always find that every day. And so I appreciate coming to work with him every day.
And that's a nice bridge into the new facilities that are going up, because obviously football, among all the athletics programs and portions of academics here too, will benefit from this new championship building plan that I haven't been over to that side of campus. campus, and you guys have active construction going on, right?
Yeah, you would be. You need to come by, right. Even if it's just a drive-by. All the steel work is up.
Okay.
And so you can see how big the building's going to be. You can see the layout of it. They're actually putting in the second floor cement right now, and you can see where the video board's going to be. And the neat thing is, if you haven't come by the stadium, I just recommend people just come by and check it out. It's really impressive. And where the video board's going to be, the top beam is about 70 feet in the air, which is and then the speakers are going to go above that. So it's about 76 feet in the air, which is the top of the bubble. That's how high this is. So it's significant. So we've had a lot of work, and they're on track for July. And you're right, this is going to touch all the opportunity to touch all of our student athletes, because of our weight room and our sports medicine that's going in there, obviously has a big impact on our football program with coaches' offices and locker rooms. But it also has a domino effect of clearing some people out of the convocation center and allowing us to move some of our coaches out of Warner and Bowen and freeing up space there for our academics, and the health and human performance is going to be using that space. And so we're working on getting it. I would love to have all of our coaches, all of our student athletes over basically in West Campus, or the athletic village that I like to call it. And, you know, the only outlier is our swimming. I can't build a nanatorium again, but that's pretty much the only outlier.
I don't know. Our nanatorium is pretty awesome as it sits.
It is.
I know it's
a little
older, but it is a beautiful facility. That's the envy of a lot in the Midwest.
Yeah, that facility is awesome.
Mm-hmm. So to envision it, for people that have been to Reinierson, this is the far end away from the Convocation Center where they used to come out. The football players would come out, break down the wall. That's mm-hmm. the end. That building's gone, and it's being replaced by this obviously much larger facility.
Yeah. What we had before was basically just a locker room and a little lounge with the equipment room. So this is significantly bigger.
And how much does it involve? I know that Eastern's known for things like our kinesiology program, our sports medicine programs, things like that. I mean, how much student involvement, not directly in athletics, is going to be had in these new facilities?
Yeah, we have really done, and actually it's one of the areas when I first got here that in all areas of our athletic department, we need to rely on our students more, and it's part of their educational experience. So we try to come over to our sport administration programs, to any sports medicine programs, your kinesiology that you mentioned. We try to pick people from campus to help us out, and so we hire a bunch of students, and we get a lot of volunteer students. We do internships, and then we do a lot of paid positions as well.
Practical experience for them. They're working on a D1 program, on different athletics programs. A lot of these people, students, I'm sure, that's what they want to do or something very related to it. But what a great resume builder saying, hey, I did training with a D1 football that's program that went to a bowl game. You know, that's a big
It's truly the immersive learning that you really want. And to just come and go to class every day and just say, I'm getting my degree, you want to have involvement. And then we can help them, whether it's in college athletics or another field. And you're right, you need to take advantage of having a Division I football program or a Division I athletic program here and be able to do that. And so the new facility, obviously this will have, now we'll have a third sports medicine area. So we need to have more student involvement there. It's going to have, you know, another equipment room. So we're adding to what we already had.
Is there a track and field component in this building too, I remember, or is that?
No, the basics of the building will be a new sports medicine for all of our student athletes and a new weight room for all the student athletes. And then a significant portion is the new football locker room, coaches' offices, and those. So there's not a track and field component to it except for the weight room and sports medicine. But we're working on that. That's so that the whole championship building plan as a whole does include, you know, a new indoor track and field, a new outdoor track and field.
So this is like a phase one.
This is phase one. Phase one is and the interesting thing is phase one is the biggest challenge was there's not a revenue source to it. You know, if I over time I've got to replace the bubble. The bubble has a 10 to 12 year lifespan. We're on year 9, so it's getting there. But it's rent. You know, you make money on it. You know, and so does an indoor track. And so the next phase is to replace the bubble and to get a new indoor track. And then that frees up Bowen to get back to Health and Human Performance or to Rec IM. And now you have this beautiful student center that people can walk over and work out at Rec IM. And they obviously have the natatorium and everything else that they're upgrading the rec right now.
Yeah, and that's actually, I mean, there's a ton of stuff going on campus. Yeah. They just reopened Strong. It's beautiful. I don't know if you've been
No, I need to walk by. They were telling us about it in our VP meeting yesterday.
I mean, I'm super excited about SIL and the new engineering building they're going to do with Jones and Goddard over. I'm biased because I'm in the PhD program in College of Technology at SIL, and I look around that building and go, wow, this really needs an update. So thumbs up on that.
Yeah, it's coming.
And the Rec IM, I'm super excited about that too. What great opportunities for students, kind of a hub of student activity. And it all ties into, again, what you're talking about, because as you're shifting people around and stuff, a lot of those facilities become open to more student opportunities. So this isn't just, you know, we're not building a palace for athletics here.
No.
We're building something that's going to benefit all students.
Yeah, it's truly a partnership, and that's what I've always tried, you know, since I've gotten here 18 months ago. It's I need to help campus just as much as I need campus to help us. And so, yes, do I want new shiny things to help our student athletes? Absolutely. But I also want to have the opportunity to help campus. And we're sitting right in the middle of campus, and there's an opportunity for them to grow and do more. And I've Morale and those with Health and Human Performance, they have a lot of great ideas. They just need me to get out of the way. So we're working on that and trying to make it the best way possible at the most efficient and affordable way.
Now, this is Eastern Michigan University, so I would be remiss if I didn't talk about money, because funding is always a big topic of conversation, especially when it comes to athletics. You've been here 18 months. I'm sure you've heard 18 months of conversation, I'm using quote fingers, about funding for athletics at this university. This project was initially announced by your predecessor, Heather Light, and one of the big thrusts for the project was the largest commitment in cash to the university ever in the history of the university from the Power to Change Foundation. Is the plan still to partner with Power to Change on the portions of the facility, and where does that kind of stand right now?
Yeah, so right now we're still having conversations kind of with that group. They've kind of backed off when Heather left, kind of wanted to see, you know, obviously had a new president and a new athletic director over that same time frame. And so we're still having conversations and relationships, and I'm hoping we'll get all of that still.
Sure.
We're still having those conversations.
Is it a point of concern for you at all that a organization that's only ever reported $5,000 in revenue is going to commit to a $6 million donation to the university?
Yeah, and you know, and that's part of having those conversations. Just try to I need to understand what their mission and goals and those as well. But they are tied in very tightly with Engage EMU, who help write the program and the curriculum for them. So there can be a great partnership. And again, it's the backing behind it and kind of who and what is helping with that. So I feel good that we're going to get somewhere. I mean, we've got others lined up as well, and that's been the biggest challenge for me is developing relationships, and then they have to see, you know, what kind of leadership do I have? And you know, a lot of the conversations is a couple things. One, well, nobody's ever asked. I get that a lot. And then two, I get, well, a lot of times when I invest in a company, I invest in the CEO. And so they want to see what kind of CEO I am, and if I have the vision and the leadership to lead us to that next level. And hopefully, you know, we won 5 MAC championships last year, and then this fall already won 2 and went to a bowl game. I think our basketball programs are in a good spot. I hate that our women's basketball teams had a couple of injuries, because I really thought this was going to be a takeoff year, but Fred's still fighting. So, I mean, I think we're in a really good spot, and I can go and have those conversations and look people in the eye and say, we are taking off, and now is the time. We can't wait. You know, now is the time to invest. We got to finish up this building. I want to move on to the indoors. The nice thing about the indoors is I'm not expecting that to be a fundraising piece. That's going to be let's go out and get some people in the community to help us, because we can make money and we can partner in that.
Yeah, people don't know that like the Dome right now has a pretty good – and we don't even manage it. We contract with a third-party company to manage that, and it does bring revenue.
That's right.
Back. It's not a revenue-neutral facility. We use the facility, and it pays for itself and brings income back into athletics. Does that income go back to athletics?
Actually, to the university.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a university.
Better.
Yeah,
right.
No, exactly. And that would be the whole concept of it. You know, this isn't just, hey, what can the athletics piece of the pie? No, I want the buildings, but I want the university as a whole to be able to generate the revenue for it.
Just to kind of go back a little bit on the funding piece of it, I think that the Board of Regents was pretty clear that the $35 million they allocated to this, I don't want to use the word loan, but it was kind of contingent on your faith that you're going to be able to, as the head of athletics, raise that money. I mean, you're still in that same mindset, it sounds like, that money will come.
Yeah, so actually what happened was, you know, when they were eventually initially rolled this out in April of 2017, it was a $35 million championship building plan.
Okay.
What the approval was a $20 million sports student athlete performance center, which is what we're building right now.
And Greg Steiner's scoreboard.
Yeah, that's right. It's exactly. So it was $20 million, of which 18 was the building, 2 was supposed to be the video board. We've actually gone 19 for the building and only did $1 million. We cut back on the video board a little bit. It's still going to be plenty of what we need, and Greg will be very happy. But so it's a $20 million project, and the approval was that the university would pay for 8 and the athletics would go and fundraise 12.
Okay.
And so we're right around the $5 million marks. We're almost halfway with, I think this spring is going to be a good spring for us. And that's where, you know, when I stay up at night, it's, I need to keep building relationship and knocking down doors. And, you know, I'm not blinded by the fact that, you know, Heather was very upfront with me when I took the job that it's a struggle to go and get those fundraising dollars. And there's only so many pods to
right,
go and get
right.
them from.
And, well, we do, but we do have some very generous people. I know, mm-hmm. I personally like TJ Lang. Mm-hmm. I mean, weirdly enough, he coaches in my kids' little league. Tremendous guy, obviously,
yep.
but, you know, a generous donor. I think athletics produces a lot of generous donors. And I think you and I are in the same kind of business mentality that success will drive more of that.
Yep.
That if we're pushing more students to graduation that are successful while they're here in athletics, the likelihood of them becoming back and becoming donors 5, 10, 20 years down the road is much higher.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's easier for me to sit in front of a donor now and say, our overall GPA is 3.25. We're doing 8,000 community service hours. And this is how successful we've been. 2 bowl games in 3 years, and our basketball team went to postseason. I mean, we can go down the line of and go back 10 years, and we didn't have that, you know. And so those are things that we are improving, we are getting better, and the main focus is those three areas. And if you can show them that growth, they will come. They will want to be a part of it, and they'll realize why it's important to invest in our programs.
And on the money end of it, too, I think this is not something that's talked about a lot. Your general fund allocations have been reduced by the university for 3 consecutive years now.
Right.
You know, and above and beyond the cuts, which we won't get into the programs that were cut because there's a lot of pending stuff there, but you've managed to lead an organization through a time where money coming in has gone down, but results to me seem to have gone up.
Yeah, I think we're doing a really good job of just rolling up our sleeves, not making excuses. It would be very easy just to say, well, they took 10% from our budget, and so we're just going to do 10% less. No, we're just going to, all of the coaches and all of our staff have just said, it's not who we are. We realize we're tough, and we're going to help get through it. And then our mindset, and we talk about it, and we just had an all-coaches meeting this morning. We talk about it all the time that we are the front porch. We have got to be the ones that are establishing Eastern Michigan and getting us out in front. And then that's going to help our faculty and staff recruit students, recruit faculty to come here. And I don't want us to be a black eye. I want us to be a shining, bright. And so, you know, we want to be able to go to bowl games, so then they're bragging about it. We want to go down and beat Purdue, so then now we're seeing more people get applications from Indiana. And now we got to go down and do that in Ohio and have those have that happen. So I think we can really help the university, and our overall goal is the same goal as our faculty and staff, is to make this university better. And it's not about making athletics better. It's making the whole university. And then on top of that, I want to help Ypsilanti. I want Ypsilanti to be a great place that people want to be here. And if I build a new indoor track and replace the bubble and do other things on our campus, that means we're bringing people from Canton and Plymouth and Novi and Detroit and Ann Arbor. They're coming to Ypsilanti for an indoor soccer meet or a big weekend of gymnastics or whatever it is, track and field meets. They're coming here going, wow, this – this isn't so bad. This is what a great place. And then we're driving our economy. So it's a big picture thing. And I try to make it about everybody else and not specifically about us. And
well, it sounds like from Dr. Smith's perspective as the president of the university, the part of the philosophy on funding has changed where in previous administrations, previous leadership, they say, we want to do this big effort. It's going to cost $1 million. They say, okay, we'll give you $1 million for a year out of the general fund, make it work. It kind of sounds like now they're saying to you, go find a way to pay for it, and we'll gladly support it.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that's how it should be. Most places I've been at, it's been, hey, if you want it, you got to show the ownership and do that. I'm reading a book called Extreme Ownership right now. It's really, you know, it's vital that we take on that. And then I can come and maybe I have 80% of it and I need, hey, can we move forward? I'll go get the last 20%, or hey, can you help us with it? Right now, there is no help. So we've got to be the ones to go and take charge. And heck, if I can get it to where the whole thing, if I can get all 20 million, I'm not going to stop at 12. We're going to try to get the whole thing paid for. And then that's less worry for the campus and everybody else. And I think we're all going to benefit from it.
Scott Weatherby, Vice President and Director of Athletics for Eastern Michigan University, thank you so much for coming in and giving us your time today. One last thing is I went on the Championship Building Plan website today, and it still says coming soon, new stuff. So when's the rollout? Do you have a plan?
Yeah, so the challenge that we've had is we're in a design build. Mm-hmm. So we're actually building this thing as we're designing it. So we have just finalized stuff. So they're working on all
it's
the
evolving
fly-throughs. And so we have most of our images, and we're trying to get the last couple pieces. The one that I really want to get up is an overhead of the entry plaza, that the brick campaign that we're doing. So we're doing a brick campaign anywhere from $100 to $1,000 for a brick that somebody can have their brick here for the rest of their life. And but I want to show that, and so they know when they're coming in what it's, you know, we're looking at doing like a block E of bricks that you would walk over, and then people can come back every year and see, you know, whatever message they want to put on it. And so that'll be a part of it. And then we have locker room shots, and we have our weight room shots. And
so
and
coming
then,
soon.
Yeah, it's the plan actually was to have it here before February and try to finish up, because heck, the building will be
Greg?
Ready.
That's can we right. blame Greg somehow?
No, he's the one chomping at the bit to get it. So it's more of getting our architects that they're designing the building, and then you're asking them to pause and actually give us some fly-throughs and some things. So it should be here really soon. And then phase two, you know, the indoor facilities that I would really like to push for, you know, hopefully before summer gets here, that we'll have that, you know, sometime this spring as well.
So if somebody's listening right now and as we finish up here and says, this sounds like something I want to get involved in, where can they go for info?
Yeah, so yeah, obviously you mentioned to go to our website, and there is the Championship Building Plan. It does say coming soon, but there is a donate and get information button. Or you can call up to our offices, and Dan McLean and Britta Brown are really helping us drive this. And certainly every little bit helps. Somebody thinks, oh, they're building a building that, you know, it's got to be a big, significant check. It doesn't. The more the merrier, whether it's a $100 check just to help out, it doesn't matter. We really need it, and it goes a lot further here than some of our other schools, so it makes a difference.
Thanks so much. This has been Focus on EMU on 89.1 WEMU with Patrick Campion alongside Vice President and Director of Athletics for Eastern Michigan University, Scott Weatherby. Thanks again for being here.
Thanks for having me on. It was great.